welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, March 23rd, 2017. I am James Marino from BroadwayStars.com. Matt has today off as he is seeing the new movie Life. Matt will be back with you tomorrow as I am off seeing How to Transcend a Happy Marriage at Lincoln Center Theater. In a mastery of cross-promotional marketing, the upcoming Broadway production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory has named Dylan Lauren via Candy Empire, Dealing's Candy Bar, to be the official curator of all things promotional, digestible, edible, and wonderfully tasty. Given that she is the daughter of American fashion designer Ralph Lauren, will we be perhaps seeing some Broadway khaki in our future? Back at Charlie, there is a newly renovated chocolate bar, candy bar, and Wonka Emporium inside the L'Enfantin Theater. Something else to note that came out yesterday, Significant Other is going to change its weekly schedule, which replaces the Wednesday matinee with a Sunday evening performance beginning the week of March 28th, next week. Sunday performances at 2 and 7 p.m., Wednesday performances only at 8 p.m., And so get over to the Booth Theater, and hopefully this will jumpstart some grosses for them. In the big news of yesterday, it was offstage. The New York Times announced that Jesse Green has been announced co-chief theater critic. Previously, Mr. Green was the theater critic for New York Magazine, where he had also been a contributing editor, writing long-form features since 2008. When businesses announce a co-anything relationship, it usually means some sort of succession planning. Mr. Brantley is 62 years old, according to his Wikipedia page. Also, his Wikipedia page also says chief theater critic. Who's going to change that to co-chief? I'm not going to. Jesse Green does not yet have a Wikipedia page that I could find, but who's going to create one? You can find him active on Facebook and Twitter, so it's easy to reach out to Jesse, and he's pretty responsive. The Times, in a press release about Jesse Green, also spent a lot of time talking about Mr. Brantley. To quote some of the press release, it says, "With the addition of Jesse to the already formidable theater team led by theater editor Scott Heller, the Times continued to its commitment to cultural criticism. In the last 2 years alone, the voices of Amanda Hess, Margaret Lyons, Wesley Morris, James Pawicek, and Jennifer Senior have joined the Times' already unbeatable roster of full-time critics, which now counts 21 in total." They mean critics not just dedicated to theater. They, as far as I can tell, they only have two theater critics. They also say that they continue to seek out new voices to bring into the fold and hopefully make further additions to the critical ranks this year. Before turning to writing, Jesse worked in the theater as a gopher, copyist, musical coordinator on Broadway shows. I looked for him in the IBDB, but I didn't see any credits there. He's a graduate of Yale with a degree in English and theater. So, we love Jesse Green. He's great. And he's had a good, high-profile job at New York Magazine. He already had a very strong voice in the Broadway community. It would have been nice if the New York Times had led by example and hired a woman or person of color as the chief theater critic. Perhaps New York Magazine can hire a woman or person of color into their upcoming empty position. Meanwhile, in the features section of the Times, Michael Paulson spotlights two great American playwrights, Lynn Nottage and Paula Vogel, who are quite accomplished but are now just getting their plays produced for the first time on Broadway. I'm going to read you the beginning of the article because it really encapsulates and it's great tease. "They are two of the nation's preeminent playwrights. Each has won nearly every award in their field has to offer, including Pulitzer Prize. Each has written works that are staged around the world and have become required reading in college classes. One milestone, however, has long eluded Paula Vogel and Lynn Nottage, Broadway. This spring, their conspicuous absence comes to an end. Sweat. Miss Nottage's timely exploration of stressed relationships among a group of friends in working-class city battered by industrial layoffs opens Sunday, March 26th at Studio 54. Indecent, Miss Vogel's retrospective dramatization of the rise and fall of a play deemed scandalous during an ill-fated journey from the Yiddish Theater to Broadway opens April 18th at the Court Theater. Adam Hetrick over at Playbill brings us the story that the Broadway-aimed Hadestown is being workshopped with Reeve Carney. A prior version of the show was seen last year at New York Theater Workshop. Back then and still now, it is directed by Rachel Shopkin, who's we've seen right now is represented by The Great Comet on Broadway. The new version begins a short run in November at the Citadel Theater in Edmonton, Canada. It's also noted in the article that Hadestown is going to be received some sort of presentation here in New York on March 24th. Yesterday, the Manhattan Theater Club announced two shows, The Children on Broadway and actually off-Broadway for next season. Manhattan Theater Club will produce the American premiere of the Royal Court Theater's production of The Children, the new play by Lucy Kirkwood and directed by James McDonald, starring the acclaimed London cast members Francesca Annis, Ron Cook, and Deborah Finley. Off-Broadway, the New York premiere of Actually, the new play by Anna Ziegler, will be directed by Liliana Blaine Cruz and presented it in association with the Williamstown Theater Festival. Vanessa Williams, Andy Cohen, and LaShans will lead Concert for America in April. Tickets are now on sale for the April Concert for America stand-up sing-out featuring Vanessa Williams, Michael Urie, Oscar Euskas, Lisa Lampanelli, LaShans, Andy Cohen, and more. The fourth edition of Concert for America will take place on Tuesday, April 18th at 8 p.m. at Town Hall, and tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. News from over in London is that international star of stage and screen Sir Ian McKellen is to perform an exclusive one-man show at the Park Theatre for 9 performances only in July. It's going to be directed by the Park Theatre's artistic director, Jez Bond. He's going to be doing this for a limited time, so let's see if this gets good reviews and hopefully will come to New York so we can see it here. Also in the news over in London is that Andrew Lloyd Webber wants Liam Payne to star in a return of the musical Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, bring it back to the West End Joseph since the first time in 2009. In the recommendations section, we have two sets of videos for you to check out. We have a new Pasek and Paul song and all the musical numbers from the Supergirl Flash crossover that Matt talked about yesterday. This crossover episode featured Broadway's Jeremy Jordan, Jesse L. Martin, Victor Garber, Darren Criss, and more. So we'll have a link to that in the show notes, and also video from Encore's The New Yorkers. This production is directed by John Rando with musical direction by Rob Berman and choreography by Chris Bailey. The New Yorkers is running for 7 performances at City Center from March 22nd to the 26th, so you have a few days left to check it out. And get over to the link at Broadway World to see these videos. So that's it for today. This is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Matt's going to be back with you tomorrow. I'll be on This Week on Broadway on Sunday with Peter and Michael, and back with Matt on Monday. See you then. I know a guy who's tough but sweet.